Welcome to WP Coffee Talk with your podcast barista, Michelle Frechette. Special thanks to our amazing sponsors, Sentry Hosting, Expander Digital, GoWP, and WP Explorer. WP Coffee Talk is a proud supporter of Big Orange Heart, whose mission is to support and promote positive well-being and mental health within remote working communities. Please consider a donation to Big Orange Heart to continue to support this great mission. Welcome to the next episode of WP Coffee Talk, where I get to talk to people all over the WordPress community, all over the world. And today my guest is coming to us from Kiev in Ukraine, and I'm very excited, and I forgot to ask her how to pronounce her name, so hopefully I'm going to get this right. Today we're speaking with Sabrina Zidan. Did I say that correctly?
Zidan.
Okay. See, I knew that I should have asked first. I usually do, but I was so excited to talk to you, I forgot that.
No worries.
How are you today?
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. I can see people having fun on this show, and they seem to be so happy, and I was just so excited to be here as well and have fun too.
Well, I'm so glad that you want to be on the show. I'm excited to have you. I've seen your name all over the WordPress community, speaking at different places, and you know, it's funny because I'm on Facebook. I know you're on Facebook because you always show up in my suggested people that I might know, and I'm like, I don't know her yet. I can't just like be a stranger trying to friend you on Facebook, but now I know you, so that's a good thing.
Right. I will send you a friend request right away.
Oh, I would love that. We could be international friends. That'd be wonderful. So tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do with WordPress.
So my name is Sabrina. I'm a WordPress backend developer. I speed up websites without making them look different, but they load faster. And also I have a plugin that tracks the performance of the website. Yeah.
That's wonderful. And we're going to talk more in depth, as people who listen to the show know, we're going to definitely go more in depth than that. But first, I always want to see your mug. So show me what mug you're using today. And is there a story behind it?
So today I'm drinking from my regular cup. This is just regular water, but I want to show off my travel mug.
Yes.
This comes from WordCamp Brighton. The nice thing about this cup is that it's perfect for travels. Let me show you. It can handle, okay, so you see, this is the cup and my mouse and my charger perfectly fitted. So when I put it inside, I can just show it in my purse or in my backpack and travel with it. It's very handy. So in my travels, I take this one with me. It comes from WordCamp Brighton 2019.
That's wonderful. I love when you find another purpose for something. So you can have your coffee, but you can carry your mouse and your charger too.
Right.
That's awesome. Well, I picked a special mug today for to drink my coffee with you, and I'm drinking coffee today. So I have, let's see if I can get it here. This is, I know there's a big glare from the window, but it says, I am woman, I am strong, I am so tired.
Right. We can be tired.
Exactly. And it is a Saturday morning here for me. It's, I think, Saturday afternoon for you.
And you right.
And yeah, it's a beautiful day here. You said you were telling me earlier that it's very hot there where you are.
It's very hot.
Summer. Summer has settled in everywhere, I think. So, tell us, how did you get started with WordPress? I want to hear how you found the WordPress community. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
So WordPress and WordPress community was different findings for me. I think like for most people. First, I tried WordPress. It was a long time ago, about 11 years ago for now. I was about to make a website for the design agency I was working at, and I tried several options, including Magento and something else. And they all seemed so complicated for me at that time. I was a graphic designer. I had no idea how to do that stuff. So, and then at some point I tried WordPress and it was so much better. It wasn't 5 minute install, but it was so much better. So I stick to it. And a little bit later, I was trying to do all the things that you need to do for the website. and there was no one there to help me with those. So I was learning things by Googling and Stack Exchange and stuff. And a little bit later, I found out that I am more into PHP and coding and doing this stuff than into design. So it seemed that I converted myself into being a backend developer. Yeah. And then I found out about WordPress community, but it was just not long ago. It was 2 years ago.
Okay.
I never heard about WordPress community. I mean, I knew that this is a software, it works for the website. I can do a lot of nice stuff with it. I can build networks, soft websites. I was doing a lot of stuff with WordPress multi-site. But I never actually thought about people who were creating these, about other people who were working with this system. I never communicated with anyone. Like, the project was separate from people in my mind, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I was just, I had this huge project with WordPress multi-site, and we had like amazing stuff there. And I was a bit of tired and being bored, walked like in a regular developer's life. And I was thinking maybe I can go somewhere and share what I learned and maybe get to know people who do the same thing, or might be interested in learning that, or I can meet people, something. So I Googled and I found out there is a WordPress meetup in Kyiv, in my city. And I applied to talk there, and they accepted. And this is how WordPress community started again.
And now you've spoken at WordCamps. Did you speak at WordCamp Europe?
Last year I was hosting a workshop there. Yeah.
That's wonderful. So you went from not knowing very much to being a very integral part of the WordPress community, which is wonderful.
Yeah, I'm so happy I did, because like all WordPress community experience for me is just the chain of like coincidences that just happened one after another. Like this first WordPress meetup in Kyiv, I applied, so organizer accepted my talk. I came there, I was super, super nervous to give this talk. I never gave any public talks before before that. And just kind of getting out of the shell and standing there in front of people, it was very scary to me. So at that meetup, I met one guy, like the first person I met. I was like, hi, I'm Sabrina. And he is, hi, I'm Andre. And I'm like, your face seems familiar to me. And he was like, maybe you know me. And I was like, yeah, I know you. I knew him from Stack Exchange, because his picture was popping up very often when I was looking for some complicated stuff. It was Andrei Rastavchenko. I think everyone who used Stack Exchange was Googling something about WordPress knows him. So, and it was kind of first coincidence. And then in the end of the meetup, I was so excited about how they welcomed me and how nice it was. And he said to me, if you would like to see like the real like vibes of WordPress community, you got to go to WordCamp London. I'm like, all right. So I came back home and I checked what WordCamp London is. I had no idea. And I saw that there was a call for speakers there. So I applied and they accepted my application. And in 5 months, I was giving a talk at WordCamp London, which was very, very exciting. Yeah.
Definitely.
So it goes like this, like all the WordPress community experience goes like this, like the chain of accidents.
Yeah, it's definitely like dominoes, like one thing tips over and they just knock all the rest over and you're suddenly doing everything.
Right.
But it's great that you weren't afraid to, you know, to apply to speak at places and to kind of put yourself out there and meet people. So, because I think the community is stronger because you're part of it and because you share what you know, which is wonderful.
Yeah, so. I'm so glad I did this, because my life changed like very much after the first WordPress meetup talk, very much. And I was co-organizer for meetups for in Kyiv for the last 2 years, and last year we did WordCamp Kyiv. I was a lead organizer, mm-hmm. and a whole bunch of other WordPress community stuff, which is very exciting, and it's so much fun, you know.
Definitely, absolutely. I love being involved in speaking at camps and organizing camps, and I'm actually on the organizing team for WordCamp US because I can't. Well, because I can't say no when they ask. I always like, sure, I could do one more thing, but also because I just love the community so much, and it's a good way to give back for sure. So
that's true.
When you look at websites, now I know what you do, so I think I know what your answer is going to be, but you might surprise me. When you look at websites that people have, what is something that you think that we as designers, developers, web builders could do better to make a site visitor's experience better?
It's not speed. No.
It's not. Oh, see, you surprised me. Go ahead. Tell me.
No. It's not only speed.
Okay.
Because, you know, sometimes a website loads fast, but it's just not usable at all. And I think that the main thing, it concerns speed as well. I think the main thing that we all can do is go into more simple living, more simple, like coding, designing and stuff, to more lean and more plain and sane state of things. Mm-hmm. Because like we have all these cool things, all these, I don't know, pop-ups, sliders, like colorful things, background videos, everything. And it's like having such a variety of choice, such a various choice of toys, and we want to play them all at the same time. But when you use something that where someone plays like this, this is a whole mess. Mm-hmm. And people still come to websites, I think, not to see someone's showing off, but to get the answer that they were looking for, you know. Mm-hmm. That's what I think.
Yeah, actually, I agree with you very much. And yes, speed is part of that, right? So if a site loads incredibly slowly, that's a bad experience. But even worse is when the site is just so poorly designed that you don't know how to find the information you're looking for.
But, you know, like poorly designed, it's not exactly what I was thinking, because some websites, they're just like a piece of art, you know? You open the website and it's like a movie. It's like, I don't know, artistic experience. But not for every website this experience is suitable. If we take a look, like on, for example, newspapers websites, they're very, very simple. They're very plain, and because they understand the people came there to read the content, actually, right? Mm-hmm. And the same e-commerce store do. They make their pages very simple, so nothing will distract you from the main goal to buy, right?
Yes, for sure. That makes absolute sense. And I've referenced before, I talk about Amazon.com all the time. It's not a beautiful website. It isn't pretty. And but everything is designed so strategically on that site that you can find what you're looking for quickly. You know how to navigate to your account and find all the information there. But it's an ugly website. But we don't think about it as ugly because it's utilitarian. It's exactly what we need when we go there. So nobody looks at the Amazon site and goes, this is really ugly. They look at the website and they're like, wow, I can find exactly what I need, and I'm not overwhelmed, even though there's a lot of information there.
That's true. Exactly.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense that way. What's something that you wish you had known earlier in your WordPress journey that you've learned since that would have made life a little bit easier early on?
I know that a lot of people answer like child themes for this. But for me, it wasn't a child theme thing, but it was WooCommerce.
Okay.
I wish I knew WooCommerce existed like 8 years ago or so, because we had a project and I never had any experience with e-commerce stores before. But I was thinking, okay, it's not a big deal. I can do that with the custom post types. And okay, we need coupons, okay, custom post types, okay, taxonomies, ACF, obviously, I can use custom advanced custom fields for this and for that. So it wasn't very wise spent of my efforts and time, I think, to kind of build e-commerce, mini e-commerce platform instead of using WooCommerce. But it was fun, and it was really, really frustrating to find out after, I think it was 5 months after, I found out WooCommerce exists, and what I've done, like, it it was not wise.
I'm sure you learned a lot, though, in developing what you developed, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was telling to myself.
Sometimes we think we waste time, but really, you know, maybe the end result feels wasted because we could have done it a different way. But if you've learned a lot in the process, then it's not wasted. It's just time that might have been used differently.
Exactly.
When you think back over the different WordPress events that you've been involved with, so meetups and, you know, WordCamps, et cetera, what is a moment or two that was kind of like an inspiring moment to you? Maybe it was somebody you met, a talk you gave, you know, whatever the experience was. What was something that really made a difference for you?
It was so many, like, you know, all these random talks or random meetings that happen at WordCamps and outside of WordCamps as well. But I think, like, the most important one was the first WordPress meetup. Mm-hmm. I've been to quite a few WordCamps after that. I organized the one in Kyiv. I was in WordCamp Europe organizing team before it went online. So it was like a lot of meetings and talks, but the most important one, I think, was the first one and the way I was welcomed there, you know, mm-hmm. It started the whole thing.
Yeah, I agree. I think the first time, well, my first meeting was terrible. The first time I ever went to a WordPress event, it was horrible. I was invited to attend. I had been using WordPress just about a year maybe. And I went to the meetup, and first it was, the room was very dark so that they could use the projector. So we're sitting in a very dimly lit room. I'm the only woman in the whole room. And the topic of the day was so far over my head that I had no idea what I was listening to. And so I couldn't contribute to the conversation. I wasn't asked really about myself. We didn't kind of go around the room and introduce ourselves or anything like that. And I left there thinking, I'm in the wrong business. I don't know enough to be productive and be part of this. And it was another, probably a year and a half before I went back to another meetup. And the second time I went back, it was incredibly different. So it was very inviting. It was very warm. We went around and introduced ourselves. So I got to meet other people. And it wasn't just like attending a lecture that you had no ideas. Like, I mean, it may have been a physics lecture I walked into. And I did, you know, religion and philosophy as my degree. So it was that far out of my element. But then I went back to that second one. I was like, oh, this could be really cool. And I learned a few things. I learned how to inspect Element, for example, and look at CSS. And then I went back a few more times, but they were just so poorly planned. It was always like, hey, let's have a meetup next week. So you can't operate like that because not everybody can just drop everything and go. But about a year after that, they were like, we need somebody else to organize this. And I said, well, I'll do it because then I'll make sure that everybody feels welcomed every time. And that we have a regular schedule so people can know when they're coming and expect and know what the topics will be in advance. And it's been growing and it's been a wonderful experience since then. But the first experience for me was not as welcoming as yours was.
But the thing is that you made for someone else their first experience more welcoming.
I hope so. I hope I have. Yes, for sure. Absolutely.
Do you still have beers at your meetups?
Yeah, we have meetups here in Rochester once a month, and we've been doing them online. So we've actually had some people come from around the world and attend some of our meetups, which has been fun too. But I'm looking forward to having, you know, to getting back into person and seeing my friends that I haven't seen in a while because of the current pandemic situation. But I think we'll continue to do them online and in person so that we can continue to welcome other people who can't come physically to the meetup too. Mm-hmm. It hasn't been a bad thing, right? So we've been able to connect with people more in the community because of what we've experienced. But
that's true. But also it's nice to see, like, I know we like always online and we kind of see the news from other people and we follow each other and so on, but it's not the same as just sitting in the pub and having a real talk face to face and just, I don't know, chit chat.
Yeah, I miss the hallway track at WordCamps. I miss being able to just like even skip a session and just talk to people and learn more about them. So I'm looking forward to that. Hopefully next year we'll get back into being able to meet with each other.
Yeah, it's a pity that WordCamp US moved online, but had to move online. But it's a nice thing. It will be happening anyways.
Yes, so, for sure. So tell me a little bit about your business. Now, I'm curious because I know people that like specialize and build an entire business out of SEO, for example, but I've never seen anybody build a business out of site speed. So how did you kind of come into that as your niche and how do you operate your business and how do you find your customers? And, you know, just tell us about what you do.
So I was doing a lot of work with WordPress multi-site before. And at some point, there were a few projects with WordPress multi-site that were having serious issues with performance. The server was crashing all the time, like all the time. And so I just had to learn how to make it stable with multi-site network and not even to make the website loading fast, but just to load, to make it load at all. Yeah, and so I started to learn more. I already was working with multi-site and I started to learn more how to make multi-site more performant and just dived more deeply into performance things. And then I worked in WP Rocket, always was my favorite caching plugin. Mm-hmm. And I found out at some point 2 years ago that, 2.5, that it was an open position there. So mm-hmm. I applied. It was just after my first WordPress meetup. I applied to that position and they told me that I'm not a good fit for that position. Mm-hmm. And so I went back and asked what would make me being a good fit, because the product was so good and I was so interested in performance and I knew it will be the best place to learn. Yeah. So JB, he's a co-founder, he told me that maybe being more involved with WordPress community and having your own plugin in WordPress repo and providing support for it and updates might help. Mm-hmm. So it was in the end of 2017, and it was another WordPress meetup, and I was there and I just announced that before the next meetup I will make my first plugin. So I had no choice and I made that plugin like very beginner's version of the plugin. Mm-hmm. It was a whole new experience. And then sometime after I applied to work at WP Rocket again and they accepted me. So I was very honored to be a part of the team. I would never have learned so much on my own. Never, ever. Mm-hmm. I know that. And and I learned a lot from that experience. And I was doing this contractor work before for WordPress multi-site and for speeding up websites. And then I worked for WP Rocket. And last year, in September, I left WP Rocket and I still do like speed optimization contractor work. So someone will hire me to speed up their website. Mm-hmm. And I will do that. That's what I do. And now I have this plugin like growing bit by bit. And I hope it will go better. We are starting a show on Tuesday. We are starting a show with Nathan Wrigley. We are going to make this TV show Survivor.
Yes.
So we are going to make something like live show about promoting and launching and improving WordPress plugin. I have this very new plugin. I have no idea how to promote it, but I will, I'm going to try and learn my way. And each week I'll be sharing what I learned, what I'm going to do and what happened. Yeah, that's what we are going to do starting from the next Tuesday.
That's actually very exciting, and I'm going to have to watch that. Excuse me. I love Nathan. Nathan is awesome, and he does so many wonderful things. And I can't wait to see, you know, what you do with the plugin. What is the plugin's? What is the name of the plugin? What is it called?
Its name is SpeedGuard.
Oh, very good. That's a good name. You could do a lot with that with marketing, for sure. Absolutely. And it's in the repository?
Yeah, it's in the repo.
Very good. Well, I'll have to check that out for sure.
At some point, it may have a pro version, but yeah, it's a free plugin, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to try and promote it somehow, so it will be getting more attention and more active installs, and they'll, you know, like it came out of my own needs. So I use it on my site, and I find it useful. What it does, it just tracks, monitors website performance and get you notified in case it got worse. That's basically all that it does. So that's I use it for myself, and I think that it can be useful for someone else, just mm-hmm. not to get worried about, is it slow? Is it fast? Is it mm-hmm. fast enough? Did it get slow when we did this? Or that, you know, because when you install some plugin or you add some gallery or change the layout, mm-hmm. Things changes. So the purpose of this plugin is just to let you know if things changed a bit. So you won't worry. Yeah, that's the idea. So we'll try some marketing efforts on it and we'll see how it goes.
I can't wait to see that. That's going to be fun to watch.
Me too. I'm so excited.
I would be too.
Right, and also, you know, this commitment, like we'll do this every Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And during the week before the next episode, I will just have to do something to promote my plugin. Because before that, I will announce that I will be doing this, so I will have no choice. I think it will be a huge motivational factor.
It would be a terrible show if you showed up and like, I didn't do anything this week. What are we going to talk about?
Exactly. It's my worst nightmare, I think.
I think it'll be a lot of fun. I can't wait to see it for sure. When you look at people's websites, I know there's a lot of factors that go into speeding up a website, but if you had to give one piece of advice to people, what is most likely the culprit when somebody's just built their own website, for example, maybe they have a small business or a blog, what's something that you would point to and say, well, check this first? If your site is slow,
look this first. I think like if it's very very like general for everyone, probably it will be third party scripts. Check this first, you know, all these chat things and all the connections to the other promotional systems, payment system, tracking systems and stuff. Probably this one will be like a general thing for all.
I thought you might say images because I've had experiences with people before. I know images can be an issue too. I help people all the time in Rochester especially, but you know, anywhere people say, hey, can you look at this or that? I'm just trying to be a helpful person. And this one person, she came to my office and she said, I don't understand why my site is so slow. And I had good Wi-Fi, so we pull it up and it's spinning and it's spinning 45 seconds and the site still had not loaded. So we logged in and took a look. Her hero image on the homepage was over 5,500 pixels wide and tall, but she was loading it even bigger. Like, I don't know but the first thing we did is we cut down the size of that image and it loaded in about 3 seconds, which is still too slow, but it's a lot better than 45 seconds.
Right.
So,
but you know, nowadays it's, really not that usual situation because everyone knows that just install this and that plugin and they will compress images for you, they will optimize and cut images for you. But for example, for third parties, there is no plugin.
Right.
You know, No, there is no plugin that will tell you, oh, no, you don't need these chatbots. Use another one because this slows down your website. So,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why people need you in their lives. So you can say, this is what's going on. Let's fix it. Because you know what you're looking for.
Right.
That's great. That's awesome. Well, let's move into the rapid fire questions. As I always say, I'll ask them rapidly, but you take whatever time you need to answer them. But what are two or three must-have plugins that you would recommend to somebody building their own website?
Two or three. I mean, if it's someone who is not a developer, I think Gutenberg, which is not a plugin, but with Gutenberg, you can start just, I love Gutenberg. I never used any page builders, like, any, never. I mean, I optimize websites that use page builders, but I never built websites with page builders. And Gutenberg was the first one that I tried and I loved it. I think this one is nice to have. So don't disable it. Yeah. And advanced custom fields, I'm a huge fan of it from all sides. From developer's side and from user's side, like I'm a huge fan of this work. And I'm using SEOpress for SEO. I like it a lot as well. Yeah, probably these three.
And yours, they should load yours too, right?
No.
I should definitely have SpeedGuard on there, I think.
I just remembered, I usually also install WordFence.
Yep, I almost used my WordFence mug today, but I chose this one instead. But yes, WordFence is very good, and they're good to the community. They're a good company. At any point in your WordPress journey, have you had a mentor, whether it was an official mentor or somebody who just kind of either you looked up to or took you under their wing, and who was it?
I never really had a mentor, but some people who advised me something, they were really helpful. Like, for example, as I mentioned, JB from WP Rocket, or Andrei, who told me to go to WordCamp London, you know, and just some of these miracles, coincidence happens to me. And I don't know, for example, at WordCamp Europe, 2 years ago, WordCamp Europe 2018, I was in the store buying some food, and I met a man in the store who just, we were in conversation, and he shared with me, like, the story of his love, So he had this picture of the woman he met 15 years ago in his wallet. And they spent just 1 year together. And it was 14 years ago. And he still missed her. He still loved her. But they were separated. They lived in different countries. They couldn't be together. Like, so, and it was an interesting story. And I was having dinner with my friend that day in Belgrade. So I came there and told him this story. And he was like, so the man told you this story of his love while you were buying food in the store. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, it's so unusual that people would share something like this with random strangers. You got to do something with that. I was like, okay. And next day happened to be at WordCamp Europe Contributors Day. And I just occasionally happened to be at WordPress TV table. And I noticed Jeremy Felt sitting at the table. I noticed Jeremy Felt, who is a known WordPress multi-site expert. And I was thinking, okay, it's WordPress TV. It's Jeremy Felt over there. And I watched every talk of his on WordPress TV before that. And the story the night before. And I was thinking, maybe I can ask him to give me an interview. And I asked him and he agreed. And also I made a few interviews with other WordPress multi-site people at that WordCamp. I never did this before. I never interviewed anyone before. And it was so much fun. We made like a series of using like the examples of using WordPress multi-site for different spheres, for education, for software as a service and other stuff. And it was very exciting. And after that, I made another series of WordPress interview about successful plugins and themes in WordPress ecosystem. And it's kind of started like that, just like, it was just an advice. Why mm-hmm. won't you do something with this skill? I don't know, gift?
Yeah, for sure.
Talking to people. And I tried that, it worked.
That's wonderful. That is good advice, actually. Because if you're somebody that people like to talk to, use that skill to do something good. Absolutely.
Yeah, right.
And I hope, like, the romantic in me is like, I hope they get back together, that man and his love.
I don't know. It was like 15 minutes talk in the store, but I really hope they will get together at some point. I love romantic stories.
Me too. It's like, look her up on Facebook. She's probably still out there somewhere. Who is somebody that you admire in the WordPress community and why?
You know, I was thinking about who am I going to tell you? Because mm-hmm. you will agree with me. There are so many people we can admire in WordPress community.
Yes.
Like, there are so many people who are doing so much, like, for others, just mm-hmm. just to do something good, just to be good. I don't know. But I was thinking probably if I was to name one person, and at this very moment, it will be my friend whom I admire a lot. Her name is Helen Odia. Mm-hmm. And you don't know her probably because she's so new to WordPress community. Let me tell you why I admire her so much.
Yes, please.
So we met last year at WordCamp Vienna, and it was her first WordCamp. Let me tell you how she got there. So she was a journalist and content writer, and then she decided that she wanted to be to learn web development. So she started learning this. And she get to WordPress meetup. And there at her first WordPress meetup ever in Bristol, in UK, someone asked if someone would like to go to Vienna and represent Wiglot company there. Mm-hmm. So, and she wasn't a WordPress developer at the time. She wasn't a part of WordPress community. But she was eager to go and to try it out. So she applied. And I just admire the way she takes the challenges, the opportunities, you know, and you like how she faces it. So she went to Vienna. It was her first WordCamp. She did great and she liked the vibes and everything. And then she went to WordCamp Europe. And she liked it a lot. And then she applied to organizing team. So this year, she was in WordCamp Europe organizing team. And when we were made to move from offline to online, the number of team members, it just grew smaller.
Uh-huh. But, reduced, so, yes.
Yes, reduced a lot. So she was doing a lot of work with a communication team, but when the number of people reduced, she became a team lead for communication team, and they did an amazing job for WordCamp Europe. Like everything was, there was so much information needed to be prepared for speakers and attendees, sponsors, everyone, mm-hmm. and there was a lot of work to do, and they did an amazing work. And she never had the experience of leading the team before, and you know she didn't have experience with WordPress community, and she went to WordCamp. She's a junior WordPress developer now, so.
Wow.
Yeah, and like everything, what is happening to her, it may seem very challenging, but she takes it, and I just admire the way she handles it. So I think she is the person whom who inspires me a lot to think that I never did, to feel fear and do this anyway. You know?
That's wonderful. She sounds a lot like you, though. You also do that. So maybe that's why you inspire each other. I don't know. That's pretty cool, though.
Maybe. Yeah.
That's wonderful. She sounds like an awesome person. And I should get her to come on WP Coffee Talk, too. That
would
be good.
I would love to see her on the screen.
Absolutely.
I mean, I miss her so much. You know, we met in Vienna, and we became friends. I visited her in UK. She visited me in Ukraine just this Christmas. And we had plans for Porto, because we both were in an organizing team. And we were on phone call recently, and we were like, oh no, we should be drinking this wine in Porto now.
I know. This year has been rough for us, for sure, in the community.
Right.
But that just gives us more things to look forward to next year, I hope.
Right. I think we all accumulate this energy to the day we be able to actually meet each other and hug each other, which is crazy right now, but yeah.
I have been trying to be a proponent for work camps to have stickers that you could put on your badge that says hugger or not a hugger, because some people very much want to keep their space and some people are like, bring it on, you know? And I think it'd be good if you had on your badge, like, yes or no. You know? What's something that you'd still like to learn in WordPress, but that you haven't tackled yet?
I was thinking about this, you know, I did quite a lot of stuff in development and in for the community, but I never contributed to the core. Mm. I think the thing that I contributed to different teams, to WordPress TV, to translation teams, like community, but never to the core. But I can think of quite a few things I can be useful at. So I think this will be the next thing I would like to learn and do.
I think that's wonderful. This year is, they've announced an all-female team for the next major, I think it's 5.7, that will be all women release squad. So that's going to be exciting too. Mm-hmm. So that'll be cool. Yeah. What's the biggest mistake you've ever made in WordPress and what did you learn from it?
There were so many. I don't know. The biggest mistake. I don't know. Everything. So you see this whole experience of speeding up websites, of improving performance, it all starts from something not working. It always starts with something doesn't work, and something is crashing. It's like something awful is happening. So it was so many. I just can't remember like the... one particular thing.
So the thing you learned is find a way to make it work right, huh?
Yeah, right.
Or create it if it doesn't already exist. I like that. What's your proudest WordPress moment?
Proudest. I think the first talk, obviously, the applying. You know, it took a lot of courage not only to came there and give a talk, but also to apply. To like when you put this in words that I know this and I'm the person who is eligible to talk about these things, it takes a lot of courage too.
It does.
I think this, but another thing happened just recently. I have a friend of mine and she's chief marketing officer in a large software as a service company. Mm-hmm. And she knows a lot about marketing and marketing for SaaS products, marketing products.
Mm-hmm.
And she knows that WordPress, she knew that WordPress exists, but not much about WordPress community. But I was talking a lot about this, and I told her that there will be WordCamp ES, and it's going to be online, and maybe you can consider to apply to talk. And she, like, even despite that you're outside of WordPress community and you are not native speaker and you are not a developer, I really think that the experience that she has can be interesting to other people. Mm-hmm. And she applied. And
this That's was wonderful.
Like, yes, and that felt so nice. When she messaged me, like, yeah, I did it, I applied, and it felt so nice. I think this was one of the brightest moments.
That's wonderful, when you can encourage others. Absolutely, that's a wonderful thing to do. I love that. If you weren't working in web or web technologies at all, what's another career that you might like to try?
I don't know. Web and web technologies is such a vast sphere. We can do whatever. Like being in web and web technology, you can be a graphic designer, you can be a developer, a marketing person, you can do SEO, you can be a writer, you can be a podcaster, you can be, I don't know, even like a movie star if you star in commercials or something. You can do a lot of things. And I think that's why I love it so much, because you can just wear a different hat, but still stay with the same people, with the same friends. That's so nice. That's what I love it.
So there is no other career for you. This is where you want to be. I think that's
Yeah, cool. This is where I want to be.
What's something on your bucket list?
I don't have one.
You don't have a bucket list? There's not something that you're planning to do or hope to do someday?
No. I mean, of course, I have some plans, like work plans, like example, promoting my plugin, making the show. But it's not like bucket list, like something I want to do before I die, you know, like to go here and there. I was lucky to like to have experienced a lot of things, write different things, be in beautiful places, and I never planned it. I think I like it that way.
I think that's great. And I think there are other people that think like you too. Absolutely. I don't have a bucket list for like adventure or travel. It's not like I want to make sure I see Japan before I die or anything like that. I have more what I call my work goals, my career goals. And those are what I would put on a list. So I can understand that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Show us or tell us. Go ahead.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I think, you know, and also with this lockdown thing, it's like in the very beginning, it was like, for me, it was like I was waiting the moment when I will be able to live again. Like, okay, this is temporary. At some point, I will be back to normal. I will be back to life. I will be living again. But then when you understand that it's temporarily like takes a bit longer, you just need to adjust and to find a way to leave instead of waiting. And I was thinking like we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, and if there is a bucket list before I die, I just want to leave. Whatever it means. I mean, have a nice coffee today, hug my mom tomorrow, talk to the person I love in the evening. That's it.
I think that's wonderful. Those are good things to keep in mind, to have at the front of our thoughts, is not necessarily 2 or 3 years, but live for today and make the most of every day. I like that. That's good. What is, or show us or tell us about a hidden talent that you might have that the WordPress community might not be aware of?
Okay, not so hidden, not so talent, but so I showed you this cup that I'm using for travels. And I think this can be called a talent. I was traveling last year for 3 months with 5 kilogram backpack. It was 7 countries, 3 months, and it was the same backpack. And yeah, and I was feeling quite well like that, like using the minimum number of things and wearing pretty much the same clothes.
That is talented, actually, because I don't know that I could live out of a very small space like that. So I think that does take a lot of attention to detail, a lot of planning to know what you might need and want. So I'm gonna let that count as a hidden talent for sure.
Okay, counted them.
Absolutely. How do people find you online? What's your website? What's your Twitter account, for example?
Twitter is Sabrina_Zeidan, and Facebook is Zeidan.Sabrina, and it's better probably just my website, it's sabrinazeidan.com, and every links are there.
Very good. And for anybody listening to the podcast, go to wpcoffeetalk.com, find Sabrina's episode and all of the links that we discussed today, including a link to the repository where her plugin is, will be on the show notes for sure. So we'll make sure those all get added there. You're welcome. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us today before we sign off?
I just want to wish you and people who will be listening or watching this later to have a nice day and to be good.
Thank you. I wish you great success in marketing your plugin. I can't wait to see what comes of that and watch you and Nathan work through that. And thank you so much for being with me today. I appreciate you spending some time on your Saturday to be part of WP Coffee Talk. So thank you for being here.
It was a great pleasure for me. Thank you very much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you. And until the next episode, everybody out there in WP Coffee Talk land, WordPress, and everything else, be good, be safe, and we'll see you on the next episode. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.